Today's message by Pastor Wiersbe takes us to the book of Acts, chapter 5. We hear about Jesus, the pioneer.
Yes, Jesus Christ came. And the Word of God tells us He came to be a pioneer. We're looking at some of the names and titles of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible, and that's one of them, pioneer. Now, those of you who read your Bibles carefully say, "But Pastor Wiersbe, we've never seen that word in our Bible." Well, it's there. But it's translated as prince. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 31, when Peter is speaking to the council, he says this, "Him," referring to the Lord Jesus, "him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, and to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." Now, that word prince is a word that is made up of two other words. And those two words are to begin and to lead. In other words, the word prince really means someone who starts something, who opens up the way that others might be able to follow. And I really think the best translation, and many Greek students agree with me, is the word pioneer. You know, there's something fascinating about the pioneer days. Many villages and cities have pioneer days celebrating their founding. We watch programs about the old pioneer days. There's something challenging. There's something fascinating about a pioneer. Here is a man with his family who goes off into new territory, and he opens the way for others to follow. He's a trailblazer. Now, that's the meaning of this word. Acts 5:31, "Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince, to be a pioneer." Now, there are three other references to this title of our Lord Jesus found in the New Testament, and I want to share them with you because they open up for us three different aspects of our Lord's ministry. I've mentioned before that every name that Jesus wears is a blessing that he shares. And the tragedy is too many of us as Christians are standing still. Did you know that? Oh, it's so often true. And really, we don't stand still in the Christian life. We either move forward or we go backward. And I know the desire of your heart is to go forward in the Christian life. I know this. In your praying, in your ministering, in your understanding of the Word of God, in your giving, in all of the outreach of your life, your desire is to go forward and to make progress. Now, a pioneer has to move into new territory. Some of God's people don't like to move into new territory. They want to keep walking on the same treadmill. But I think that you who are listening to me right now say in your hearts, "Pastor Wiersbe, we want to be pioneers." Acts chapter 3 and verse 15 is our first reference. Once again, Peter is speaking, and he is making some statements about the Lord Jesus. I think we ought to begin with verse 13 of Acts chapter 3. "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you." Now here's the key reference. "And killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses." Acts chapter 3, verse 15. "And killed the pioneer of life." That's quite a statement about our Lord Jesus. He is the pioneer of life. You know, too many people are concerned about making a living, but they aren't concerned about making a life. They know the price of everything, the value of nothing. And they're sort of existing and just drifting along. Along comes the Lord Jesus, and he says, "Look, I am the pioneer of life. I want you to walk on this road that leads to life everlasting. I am the one who has opened a new and a living way, and I want you to share in it." The pioneer of life. Quite a paradox in this statement, where you killed the Prince of Life. How could you kill the Prince of Life? Well, of course, we understand this because we have trusted Christ as our Savior. Had he not died, there could be no life. It's a paradox, I know. He who is the Prince of Life had to die to be able to open the way of life for us. He says in John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to put all of that together, it would read, I am the true and the living way. I am the way that you can trust, and I am the way that gives you life. He is the pioneer of life. I think that life is perhaps the best description of what it means to be a Christian. He that hath the Son hath life. When you trust Christ as your Savior, you receive eternal life. And you receive abundant life as you follow the pioneer of life wherever he leads you. This is illustrated so beautifully in Acts chapter 3, and you know the story, I'm sure. Peter and John were going to prayer meeting at the temple, and they ran into a lame man, a man who was lame from birth. He'd never walked, and he was a beggar. They used to carry him to the beautiful gate of the temple, and he would lie there and beg alms from the people going into the temple services. Well, he saw Peter and John, and he expected to get something from them. And Peter said to him, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And Peter reached out and took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and the man was instantly healed. Now, up till this point, this man had not had much life. He was born a cripple. By the way, you and I, spiritually speaking, were born cripples. When we were born the first time, we were born crippled because of sin. And we were born beggars. We had nothing of ourselves. We brought nothing into this world, and we're going to take nothing out of this world. This man was a cripple. He couldn't help himself. He couldn't walk. He could never blaze any pioneer trails. And then along came the apostles who introduced him to Jesus. And the Lord Jesus Christ became to this man the pioneer of life. This man stood up, he was leaping, he was walking, he entered into the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is the pioneer of life. Now let me ask you, my friend, has he opened the way for you? Have you trusted him as your Savior? And are you following him as your Lord? Because if you are, then you are moving more and more on that road of life. Psalm 16:11 says, Thou wilt show me the path of life. The Lord Jesus Christ opened the way of life that you and I might follow. He's the pioneer of life. Well, there's a second reference we must look at, and this is Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10. Now, as you know, the book of Hebrews was written to people to encourage them to go forward in their Christian life. A group of Jewish believers. And these believers were so tempted by what they could see. They could see the temple. They could see the sacrifices. They could see the city of Jerusalem. They could see the priests and all the services. And now they'd been saved, and they were living by the invisible. Well, they had a high priest up in heaven, but they couldn't see him. And there's a city up in heaven, but they couldn't see that. And the church was the temple. And the sacrifices were over. There was no more priesthood on earth and no more sacrifice on earth. And these Jewish believers were tempted to go back to the visible and not walk by faith. Now, in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10, we read this. For it became him, and that word him means God the Father, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, it became him in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Now, the captain of our salvation is the Lord Jesus Christ, and that word captain is the word pioneer, author, originator. He is the pioneer of salvation. Now, that just excites me. You see, many people think salvation is just a static experience. All right, I've trusted Jesus Christ, I have been born again, and that's it. Oh, my friend, salvation involves so much more than just the forgiveness of sins and being born into the family of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is the pioneer of our salvation. That means there is always something more to learn. There's always something new to experience in this wonderful thing called salvation. Let's just think for a moment about the people in Jerusalem who went to the temple and took part in all the ceremonies. You know, the Jewish people could not go too far. For example, if they came up to the temple, they could only go as far as the altar. They couldn't go back into the holy place. Now, the Levites and the priests could go into the holy place of the temple, but they couldn't go back into the Holy of Holies. Only the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies, and he did that once a year when he parted the veil and went back and sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat. You see, for these Jewish people, there was always a barrier. There was something that stood in the way. But with us who are Christians, there's nothing that stands in the way. That's why the book of Hebrews in chapter 10, verses 19 and 20 says that we can come boldly into the Holy of Holies by a new and living way which Jesus Christ consecrated for us. Oh, the point I want to get across, my friend, is this. Is your salvation experience static and boring? Are you standing still or going backward? Then follow the pioneer of your salvation. Because salvation with him becomes a growing and a glowing experience. As we follow him, he takes us through the veil. He takes us into the very Holy of Holies. Which leads us now to our third reference, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's not only the pioneer of life and the pioneer of salvation, but he's the pioneer of faith. You know what that means, my friend? That means that your faith and my faith has to make progress. We can't stand still. Faith has to grow. In the Bible, you find no faith, little faith, faith, and great faith. I wonder what kind of a report card I would get if God were to grade me. Faith, little faith, no faith, or great faith. He is the pioneer of our faith. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. As the pioneer, whatever he starts, he finishes. That's the beautiful thing about following the Lord Jesus. When you trust him and trust his word, you know he finishes what he starts. Now, I know some of you today are hurting. Some of you have problems. You're wondering why God has permitted certain things to happen to you. Now, would you hear me and hear me carefully? The pioneer, the Lord Jesus, wants you to grow. He wants you to make progress in your Christian life. He wants you to move forward. He wants to give to you new experiences of blessing and enrichment. He's the pioneer of life. He'll guide your path. He's the pioneer of salvation. There will always be a new experience of joy and blessing and growth. And he's the pioneer of faith. What he wants us to do is to trust him. Oh, how many times has he looked at us and said, "Why have you doubted, O ye of little faith?" How do we follow the pioneer of our salvation? Through the Word. God has spoken to us through his Word, and it is important that you and I follow the Word, obey the Word, and trust the Word.